French President Nicolas Sarkozy has just announced he is running for re-election this spring. He's trailing socialist candidate François Hollande, but Sarkozy may get a boost from his wife, former supermodel Carla Bruni, who's promised to campaign for her husband if he needs her. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
In the traditional world of French politics, political spouses don't usually jump into the fray. But First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy says she's going to do everything she can to help her husband win. It will be her first political campaign. Bruni married Sarkozy in 2007, just after he was elected, and his wife left him. In a rare interview with the BBC last fall, Bruni Sarkozy talks about their courtship.
Walking around the garden in the Palais of the Élysée, and he was giving me all these details about tulip and roses. And I said to myself, oh my God, I must marry this man. He's the president and he knows everything about flowers as well. This is incredible.
But the French were taken aback by the highly public whirlwind courtship between the supermodel turned pop singer and their hyperactive new leader. Many thought it wasn't fitting presidential behavior. Since then, the First Lady has toned it way down. She's become so discreet that no one has even seen photos of the couple's baby daughter born in October. Writer André Berkoff says Bruni's discretion has won back the French and earned her the right to enter the political arena.
I think she can help her husband by something very important, by showing that he's very happy. He's happily married. He just had a child at the Élysée Palace, which is very, very new. She has class. She has style. She's definitely an asset.
Carla Bruni Sarkozy s'impliquera donc aux côtés du candidat Sarkozy.
The French media is delighted by Bruni's coming out of sorts. She's been on magazine covers and television, though she hasn't said much beyond the fact that she thinks her husband's ideas are all fabulous. Sarah Merlino is a reporter at Gala, a glossy society magazine. She says Bruni's culture and intellect, the First Lady hails from a prominent Italian family, is also an asset for Sarkozy. Carla has reportedly gotten Nicolas to read more and to watch different films. And that's not all, says Merlino.
Carla Bruni is a pacifier. She's very soft. And she softens the brutal character of her ill-mannered husband.
With a nearly 70% approval rating, Carla Bruni watchers say the First Lady has slowly but surely seduced the French. Now all she has to do is convince them to like her husband. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News.